Tuesday, October 6th, 5:30, budget workshop.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the first budget workshop for 2021 budget. And you've already taken attendance, right?
No. You want me to?
Sure.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And with that, we've got a pretty busy night tonight, 5:30. We're going to go over, we begin with the supervisor budget, followed by 6 p.m. We'll have the highway superintendent in here with the assessor at 7 p.m. And then at 7:15, representatives from our emergency squad will be here, and we'll end at 7 after the 7:30 appointed hour for the fire company to meet with us. So kind of a busy evening, but we want to keep this project, this process moving forward. Before we begin, I want to share just an overview of the budget that I have put together as a tentative budget as we go into the process of preparing the preliminary budget. And this budget is, I feel, is appropriate for the challenging times that we're currently faced in as a result primarily of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has had a dramatic impact on state, local, actually federal government. It impacts us most directly in the sales tax revenue that's generated here in Saratoga County, which plays a major role in our budget process. Even though that we're experiencing a significant drop in sales tax for this year, we anticipate sales tax revenue to be off for 2021. This budget that is before you continues to maintain a level of town services that we've had in the past. We've kept the tax rate essentially flat at, I think it's 0.979 cents per thousand. That might be a penny increase over last year. It stays under the tax cap so that it doesn't have any negative impact on those that are receiving exemptions here, real property tax exemptions in our community. We continue to not only fund our first responders, this budget increases that level of funding. And once again, we are funding our fire protection services with sales tax, which is no small feat with reductions in sales tax. And the reason that is, in my opinion, why that's so extremely important is that there's not a lot of opportunities we have as a town board that directly impacts the pockets of our taxpayers. But one of the areas that we, at the end of the 2021 fiscal year, with moving forward funding sales tax, using sales tax to fund fire protection services, we will have directly saved our residents $2.13 million over that four-year period. And that's a lot of money. I mean, if you look at what this budget proposes to raise the taxes and what we raise annually, you know, we're around $1.7 million or less. This one actually is at $1.4 million. So at the rate we're going, in another year, we will have saved our taxpayers the entire town tax rate for 2 years in savings by funding that sales tax. So I think it's important that we continue to utilize sales tax for that purpose. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with the tentative budget, what we've done here, or what, you know, my office has done, is drop appropriations by almost 20%, 19.36% over last year. If you take out the amount of funding that you received through the library tax, that's a big change, and I think it's proof for the financial situation that we're in. So if you look at the appropriations for 2020, again, this is minus the library the 2020 budget had appropriation just over $9 million. 2021 budget has an appropriation of just over $7.3 million. So that's a reduction of over $1.7 million. And there are a number of ways that I was able to achieve that. Primarily, it's because we're not making repairs that we had to do this year. A big one was the highway garage roof. That was over $467,000 that we had earmarked for a roof. That should not have had to been in place, but we were all committed to fixing what was broke. We got that done, and we don't have to account for it in the highway budget this year. So that was a big saving. In this year's budget, I have proposed eliminating two unfilled positions at highway that we've funded for the past 2 years. If you look at salary, benefits, retirement, that's going to save another $121,000 in the highway budget. And more importantly, as I said, since I've taken the office as supervisor, my goal is to put forward sustainable budgets. And this budget, over the years, we've been working to decrease the amount of fund balance that we utilize crafting the budget. This year alone, we're going to reduce the use of fund balance for highway by almost 50%. So, that's important. The general fund, use of fund balance has gone down from $463,000 to $250,000. That's a 46% reduction in fund balance. So these are big numbers. And we have opportunities out there waiting in the wings for monies that we were, the town has received a commitment to obtain. One is a sand grant for Universal Playground, which is $125,000. The other is a sand grant for assistance in replacing the highway garage roof, which has been completed, which is another $200,000. So we've got $325,000 that are hanging out, that's hanging out there. Unfortunately, the governor has put his thumb on the release of those funds. My conversations with our elected officials at the state level is that they hope to provide that money to us down the road. So if we do get it, it'll be a bonus in future budgets. Historically, we have sent sales tax to the county. That's an item that will be discussed later in the budget process, but I want board members to keep in mind that last year we sent $300,000 to the county. The way I've structured this budget, we're looking at approximately $200,000 going to the county. However, that's predicated on the fact that we're going to get that sales tax in the beginning, and that's still a big unknown. The sales tax projections that I've seen, and I looked at numbers from the county treasurer, pretty much put our sales tax revenue, we're already off $200,000 year to date, but now for 2020, we may be off even more as we move forward to the remainder of this fiscal year. The numbers that I've plugged into the budget for sales tax equate to the numbers that we got back in 2011, which is about, I think it's $2.5 million. I think this budget might be around 2.5, 2.6 for sales tax. So that'll be a conversation for us to have through the budget process and determine what to do with that. But also add that, again, the town of Monroe has been the only municipality to return sales tax to the county. So if we continue to do it, we'll still be the only municipality doing that. So with that, I think any questions on the overview of the budget before we get in? We'll start going through the various departments. All right. So the first item is indicated on is the supervisor's budget, which we will start. Before we get into the actual department budget portion of the budget, for the record, I want to point out for the 2021 budget, the public hearing and the preliminary budget must be held no later than Thursday after the election. So general election is on November 3rd of this year, so therefore a public hearing must occur on or before November 5th another 3-day lead time to get the public hearing notices in the newspaper. The preliminary budget must be ready for public viewing by the date the public hearing notices published in the newspaper. We will adhere to that. And public hearing and preliminary budget can be kept open and adjourned from time to time, but it must be closed no later than November 15th. And statutorily, as those have done the board before, for a new member, town budget must be adopted no later than November 20th. So that's the deadlines that we're working under. That's why, you know, the way our workshops have been scheduled, that shouldn't be a problem in those statutory requirements. Alright, so first account we're going to look at is supervisor, which is which one?
A12.
Just for the benefit of council member Donahue, we always address the discussion on salaries at the end of the process after we get through all the different department heads' requests and what I have in the budget. I meet with the department heads, and that's like one of the final things that we do is work out where we want to go with salaries. I can tell you that for budgeting purposes, historically, I have and I continue to do, I put in 2% across the board raise for our employees. And we'll have a more detailed conversation on that later on in the process. So, having said that, we'll skip over personal services, except for the fact there is money in the budget you'll see for a clerk in my office, which we had budgeted for in the 2020 budget. Did we do it the previous year as well? We may have done it too, at least last year we had in my budget. And I have changed that number. If you see, it's listed for the 2020 adopted at 16,000. If you recall, we no longer have our special projects aide that worked with us in preparing the audits each month. He worked approximately 20 hours per month. I'm not sure what his rate is or was at the time.
He was adopted at $15 in 2020. He's the next account.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but we have that personal services line, right? Isn't that the $37,000?
Yes.
That's yeah. So the reason that I just want to point that out is that what I did with my budget is I rolled the part-time clerk position. I absorbed the money that the special project aide would have been paid in that position to make it go from a part-time to a full-time position. And I believe that funding for that position is spread out across more than one account, not just supervisor, right?
Correct. So A1220, where the supervisor is, has absorbed A1315, which is the next category. You'll see those are zeroed out in the 10-minute budget. So both the contractual and the personal services have been fully absorbed into A1220.
Right. So I just needed to point that out up front because that's something that's a change from last year. Going through under equipment, I don't have anything listed for equipment. Contractual, we have 7,000 in there, which we've had for the past, well, we had it in 2020, and the actual that we spent was about 8,000 in 2019, and I thought it was appropriate to keep it at 7,000 based on this year's expenses to date. So the total appropriation is $191,192 for account A1220. And again, that jump up is because of the change in that position. Right. Any questions about that?
No.
Special project aid. Thank you, Council. Special project aid, A1315, as Jeff indicated, has been zeroed out because we're absorbing that position. I zeroed out when did we have 350 in, Jeffrey, for the 0.4 account?
So previously, if there was anything that Rudy had to purchase, so ink for his printer or calculators or whatever.
Yeah, so I zeroed that out. So moving on, 1320, independent audit and accounting. I have $3,000 in total contractual under the 0.2 account. That's the same number that we had in 2020 adopted budget. And we've been doing a lot of in-house auditing, right? So we were able to keep that number flat. Tax collection account A1330, is that where we're going?
That's the end step.
All right, well, hold on. So where do you want to go next?
You talk about A1420?
14.
Was that A1420?
A1420. Right there.
This is attorney for the town. The tentative budget has the same amount as last year at $30,000. I've reached out to the town attorney just to see if we're going to expect any change to that. I haven't heard back, so I plugged in the same number that we had budgeted. Actually, no, I increased it. And the reason for that is we've changed how we draw. How we spread out the funding. If you recall, Rudy used to, allocate to every single sub-account. And so my view on it is that, these are general town legal expenses. It doesn't need to be accounted for at that fine level. So what we did is you'll see reductions in other sub-accounts, which will account for the increase I have from the adopted budget from $17,000 to $30,000. We're still pretty close on what we're spending overall for legal fees for 2021 versus 2020.
Okay. The sum of the same distribution.
Correct. It looks like it's a sizable jump up.
Right.
That's good.
We'll see reduction.
Yeah, exactly.
Netting out.
Right. And we haven't heard back from Carlin, so we'll have to.
Is our goal to hold that contract the same as last year?
That's my goal, or less. What's the next?
Buildings, A1620.
Services, I budgeted the same amount of funding as we had in 22 budget of $1,592 for TED and for ART at $13,665. Under contractual, I raised, I kept that at, I did raise it by $5,000 for town hall here, just for additional expenses. One of the things we need to look at is, and it's been recommended to us, we need to have somebody who basically oversees, does an inspection on town hall annually. Most municipalities have a firm that comes in and does that. We've got a little bit of extra money in there so that we can do that if we choose to do that. So we've got that at $55,000.
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. We kept, we bumped up the sheriff's substation. Let's see, here it is. Back in the old days, Fran used to be the truth. For the annex building, bumped it up $500 from $2,000 to $2,500. Sheriff's substation, bumped it up from $2,000 to $3,500. Some of that is fuel, some of that is, as you know, we now have our town historian over there, so we have to ensure that the building's clean. having to do wipe downs. Some of that increase in cost is going to account for that. There has to be any painting or maintenance there. I increased the allotment for the old town hall from 5,000 to 6,000. So the total account, point four account, would see an increase of approximately $79,000 from 63,000 to 72,000. Total appropriation would be $87,257. Any questions on that?
I see sprinkler on here. Do we have any maintenance on that? Or anything we worry about?
So that's, I believe that's included in the price that.
Right. So the sprinkler you see there is for construction repairs.
Gotcha.
And we're not having to do that anymore. The cost of maintenance would be wrapped up in the remaining contract.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else?
No.
All right. What's the next agenda?
Police, A13-3121.
1331?
I'm sorry, 3120.
3120.
A3120.
All right, so under this category, you have the crossing guards. I believe we have a bump up in there at 2%. Is that what we have for them? Is that minimum wage?
2%.
We do have, as we did last year, we've allocated funding of $2,000 for a part-time police officer. The thinking previously had been that we may need somebody like a town constable to assist us with some of the parking issues that we've seen around the high school and other areas of town. When you've had a large gathering, obviously at this juncture it's not such a critical problem, but I've got 2,000 in there because I don't know what next year will hold. So the total point one account is $17,339. For point four, I kept that same contractual at $200, and that's it for 3120. Any questions there?
Dog control, A3510.
All right, dog control. So we, as you all know, we have dog control services for the town and village. We do that by a contract with an outside vendor, and I should say individual. And you'll see that under contractual, there's an allotment there that's a little bit higher than last year. So back in 2019, we were paying, we had paid over $17,641 for another individual. We have budgeted $18,000 for dog control services, and I was able to get someone to work for a little bit less than what we had budgeted for. However, because of the significant amount of work, according to the dog control officer, is not sure that he will continue to do that for us next year. I guess there's a lot of calls that come out of the village. And so I'm working with him on that to come to an agreement where he will remain on. However, as part of that agreement, he's going to need to have somebody working for him for when he can't make it. And that's going to require an amount higher than what we had been paying dog control officers for this year. So what I did is add to that number, and I basically added $500 more over what we adopted in 2020 for a total of $18,500. So working through that, hopefully that number works for our dog control services.
just know when the time is to discuss this in this position, we have to give some time to find ourselves in this problem. Every year, right around now, try to get someone who can handle the volume of work we have in town tomorrow. So, we're not doing that tonight, but that is right.
All for it.
Oh, I know that.
Economic Development, A6416.
All right, Economic Development, A6460. The budget that we adopted in 2020, we had $45,000 in there for economic development purposes. I had to find places to cut, although it is an important allocation, I did reduce it by $10,000 down to $35,000, only because I don't know what's going to be out there for sales tax, and I'm very sensitive to use of fund balance, so I did drop that down. Veteran Services, A6510 on the next page. We haven't had any allotment for that for a number of years. It's going back to 2015, and I did not have any this year. Where are we next? We just need Veteran Services.
Program for the meeting.
Town Story, A7510.
So for a town historian, in our adopted budget, we had $1,000 in there. She had requested the stipend remain the same, with line of additional $250 for ancillary items, whether it's paper, whatever. What I did is I plugged in the 2%, that's how I got the 1080, and I kept her request in the 250. So that's a total of $1,330.
Paul, the Highway Superintendent, is here for our next one. So A5010, Highway Superintendent, I'm going to grab it.
Is that next in the lineup? We're all done with the lineup? Is that where all the ones are provided?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Did
you get
called by
the highway?
You did.
What was the number?
A5010.
It's our traffic control, which is A3310.
$4,000 under road striping, we had adopted $39,500 for 2020. Paul had requested $44,240, and I zeroed that out because I think that we should consider taking that up again in the next budget cycle.
The only thing I have to say with that is if I do, depending on where we are with paving, some of the roads I pave won't be straight then, if it's the ones that I have listed. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be an unstriped road.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait until we get to those roads.
Right.
When we get to that part of the budget, can you calculate linear footage for whatever we're looking to, the board agrees for paving, and then we can come back and revisit that?
Yes. I don't know if I could calculate it tonight.
I
could give you a figure back. Because I hate to see a road that's straight now and not be straight after, right? If we do paving on it.
Well, if you're doing new paving, that makes sense.
Like Sulphur Drone down here, it's been 5 years on a binder with the first section, so it's way overdue for the top. So that would be something that needs to be striped.
All right.
Shut this off. It's only my boss, really.
All right. So... So that's how I arrived at that number.
Where are we
going next? A5010. Which is highway superintendent. Just an overview of the budget that was presented to me. Paul requested a 4% increase in salary. He also requested overall 4% increase in account A5010. The new equipment count he had asked for, which is account 5132, had requested a 35.4% increase. That's the, I think that's probably for heating the garage because of the new furnaces. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which obviously is going to take more natural gas. Just an overview comparing it to the adopted budget.
That's not 5010.
No. First talking to you, we're going to give an overview of the highway superintendent budget. The general repairs, DB5110. Paul's looking for increase of just over 5% there. DB5112, highway improvements, he's looking for over 18% increase. DB5130, highway machinery, he's looking for over 35% increase over last year. Russian weeds, which is DB5140, is looking for 20% reduction in that account. And then for snow removal, DB5142, this budget asks for a 14% increase there. And employee benefits, you can't do anything with that. So the general total of DB appropriation request is about almost 50% increase over last year. So with that, we will move into A5010. And... Paul, you were here, but I was indicating that for our board members that, as we do customarily, we're going to do salaries and pay for elected and other employees. But for purposes of the budget, I did a 2% plug-in there. So with the 2% plug-in, which includes highway superintendent and the highway clerk, that would go up from last year's adopted budget of $82,721 to $84,376. Under miscellaneous equipment for the office, Paul requested 50, I left it at 50. He requested a new computer, I left that at 1200, I left that in at 1200. Down to contractual, mileage, and meals, I left in his request at $2,200. His request of postage at $50. His request of printing at $50, dues at $250, equipment repairs, $75, advertising at $200. And these are all numbers that we adopted last year and he's requesting this year. Attorney fees, we have $500 in there, same as last year. Telephone, $1,000. Internet service, $1,000. Supplies, $1,000. Special matters, $300. Computer services, $1,800. Miscellaneous, $100. So I left everything that the highway superintendent requested. So that means the tentative budget has $94,151 in account 8-50-10 for total appropriations. Anything else on that? Any comments on that part?
The only comment I had is the copier fax we had is over 5 years old. We put a few parts in it. And, you know, might make it another year, it might not. That's why I had put in the money for a replacement. That's something we might have
to do. Oh, I'm sorry, I did. Yeah, he did request $650 and I zeroed that out. You think there's a possibility, though, we can make it another year?
It could. I mean, I put parts in at the beginning of this year, so.
Okay. So I zeroed that out. Any other comments?
I got a question. I was curious. Telephone internet services. Do we have one provider?
No.
And then we separate out?
No. We actually just went through an exercise today and I got to circle back and check. But we've got a picture of what we have.
Okay. Would we be able to save money if we had one provider?
Overall, and our wider goal is to see if we can do consolidation.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're right now there's four players involved.
Okay. All right, that's good. I think if you're talking about it, that's a good thing to move in a direction to consolidate. So, I'm good.
Any other questions? Paul? All right, next account.
A5132.
Highway garage.
I put it off because of everything going on with COVID and everything else. We'll work with what we got.
Okay. So for the 0.2 account, we've got zero in there this year, which is down 900 from last year. Under contractual, I think I put all of Paul's numbers in the beginning anyway. So for printing, we adopted 150. Paul asked for another 150 this year. I put that in. Equipment repairs, it requested 1,000, I left it at 1,000. Maintenance agreements, can't do much about those, 2,600, I left that in at 2,600. NIMO, we had adopted 24,000 last year, but we know that there's going to be a significant increase with the new ventilation system and heaters that we have hanging from the new garage roof. So I bumped that up to Paul's recommended number, which is $32,500. Is that still a good number, you think?
Yeah, I talked it over with the engineers, and we're just, it's a wild guess.
Okay.
Basically, we plugged in numbers, but we're hoping I'm hoping it'll be more than that.
Okay. That would be awesome.
Now I'll shut off.
And then on our telephone, we adopted 1560. Paul requested the same amount this year. I left that the same. Fuel tank testing is 600, same as last year. That's in there. Supplies, it include office and cleaning supplies. Paul requested 900. I left that in there. Building repairs, this is where you saw that big reduction. In 2020, we had in the budget $497,650. This year, Paul has a request for $20,000, and I put that $20,000 in. Under miscellaneous, Paul requested $1,000, I kept it at $1,000. Cleaning, last year we had $2,200 in the budget. Paul requested 1,000. I put in his request at 1,000. Drinking water, we had 700 in the budget last year. Paul requested 800. I put the 800 in. So the 0.4 account went from 532,360 to 62,110 this year. Any questions on the 132 account?
No.
Paul, do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go.
Do you want to talk about dry hydrants in B3410?
Is that where they go?
That's your dry hydrant.
Yes. So, from a historical perspective, because I guess I've been here the longest, over the years we have had requests from the fire company to have dry hydrants in the parts of the town that aren't served by municipal water. And the issue was highlighted again this year.
With the new president.
Yeah, with the new president. They had a situation, or two situations, down in the Ag District where they had structured fires and they couldn't get water fast enough to the scene because they had to come up to hydrants to draw. And had we had dry hydrants located in that part of town, they would have had other options to draw water. So he had requested it. It's not really a water department issue.
Can you tell me what a dry hydrant is?
So a dry hydrant is basically a pipe that is either attached to a fixed structure like a bridge going down into a stream or a body of water,
okay,
or floats out on the water that is accessible year-round. A pumper can go up. I think they have 6-inch lines they can attach to it and draw water and something from that.
Okay. So could you take it off the Hudson River?
River, Clark Road, Fedor Road,
Mock
Road, yeah. So I think it's something from a public safety standpoint, especially due to the fact that those trucks have to go to a municipal water source that we should probably consider putting at least a couple of dry hydrants in the budget this year. Did we get numbers on those?
Yes, they're attached.
Oh, they're. But I didn't plug them in the budget. We don't have them in here.
Yeah.
Right. So on B3410.
B3410.
Never
heard.
So I did account for it. All right.
I don't want to add to it.
I guess my question with the dry hydrant is it looks like the actual cost of the unit is probably less than what we're allocating, but is there a cost for like getting right away or something along?
Well, the right of ways would be on the town bridges, right?
Well, the bridges are actually owned by the county, so it's something I have to work out with the county.
Right. I've seen them in Northumberland, I think. They have dry hydrants.
Yeah.
So, do we have any town bridges? No, or all the bridges owned by the county?
The bridges are owned by the county.
How come they don't fix it?
They did this year. They did the one on Clark Road this year.
Yeah, but how come they won't take care of, well, Culver's not considered a bridge.
No, right.
Or can we put them on Culver? So we could do that, like Fedor, right? You could put one there on Fedor Road because that's a Culver.
Fedor Road, when we do the Culver, we could probably install one.
Yeah, so that's probably easier because I don't want to get into the legal right of way of the county. That's going to slow us down. We can help it. So we've got money for how much in the two three. With install?
That's why it's five. That's why you have five.
Yeah, so we've got a proposal at three for the piping and the install.
Okay. Thank you.
B8540, drainage.
forward. So, we've got the full-time clerk in there. This would be Maureen's, part of Maureen's compensation, right? 2% in there for that. Under the stormwater MS4 plan, we had $16,000 in the adopted budget last year. The request was for $16,000, but I dropped it down to $2,500 for that, and that was because...
Year-to-date expenses.
Say it again.
Year-to-date expenses.
Yeah, I mean, we were way under that for year-to-date expenses, so...
I'm not sure where the $16,000 came in. It's been in there for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And well, nobody had an answer at the time, so I just plugged it back.
Okay. So...
I think it was when we were hiring out to do the MS4 report.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be. So anyway, yeah, I looked at the actual expenditures, and they're significantly less than the number I plugged in there, but you know, $2,500 is a lot less than $16,000. The next one is miscellaneous for Hudson Drive. We have a request for $40,150. I zeroed that out. Isn't there a question as to what
the same question
paid for that?
Same question came up last year, and I believe you were going to look into it about if it was paid for by the homeowners or how that was originally installed.
Yeah, so I believe a town attorney indicated that a drainage district was created, which is like a lighting district. So if we do the work, it's a tax for it. I was not comfortable putting through in these times putting in tax for any of our residents. So I zeroed it out in this budget. You know, that's something you can do a budget amendment to if the board wanted to institute, you know, a fee for that. But we do, I think we need to have more conversations with the town attorney on that.
Yeah, there's one section of it that's 120 feet long. It's barely draining. We try to keep it open with the jetter. But the pipe is just decayed. I don't know if we let it go too long, if they're going to be able to line it, like I proposed here. It might end up having to be dug up and replaced. Because it's filled with sand and roots, but I know the bottom of it's gone. We've had a camera. So.
This portfolio has the line. What?
That was the line. Clean it and line it.
Yeah. Not replaced.
Not replaced.
So I'll dig up any correspondence I have with the town attorney, should the board, you know, if that's something that you think is important to do this year.
The main time it's really bad is in the spring when the snow melt. If we have heavy rains, we start getting the homeowners along through there calling and saying their basements are in the water. We try to keep it open, but I'm not sure how long we can.
So the water goes from the road up to their foundation?
No, it's not the road. This is behind all the houses. This is just groundwater that's up. It's a high groundwater area.
So this is something that the town that we could talk about to take out in the past to alleviate that problem from the homeowner? Or is it a homeowner?
It was paper.
Put in back in the 60s, I believe. Yeah. Early 60s.
By the town?
By the town.
Is it one of those situations that if they put it in, they have to maintain it? The town puts in the town to maintain it? That is, I'm just asking for that. I want
Since I've been in the town for 22 years, we've been always maintaining it. You know, keep it clear.
Yeah.
And we did replace a section of it back when Gardner was.
Yeah, and I'm just curious because that's happening on the parts of the town, and I don't know if that's something that.
Well, yeah, we've had those conversations. I know. Real close to home. We had those conversations several years ago, several administrations ago, and basically, yeah, the town could fix it on the residents' behalf, but they would have to pay for it. So
they would have to create a drainage district.
Have to create a drainage district. And I believe what we found is that a drainage district was created. So basically, other taxpayers in town have been paying for that work.
And yeah, we'd have to check and see with her also, because there's a lot of new homeowners through there since that was built.
Yep. So
I probably have no idea.
Yeah. So I'll check with Carl on that, get you more information. We'll have another conversation about it. Okay. Yeah. So the total appropriation for B 8540 is $10,287. Anything else on that? Where are we going next?
General Highways have we're starting DB 5110.
DB 5110 is Highway General Repairs. Paul had plugged in the number of $398,000 for Highway Union for personal services employees. As I indicated at the top of the meeting, I scaled that back to $300,000. What I did there was the two positions that we had budgeted for to add, I took them off for next year's budget, which provided a significant savings there. Under dry wells, Paul, we had $3,000 there last year. Paul requested $35,000. I left it at $35,000. Marking paint, $500,000, same as what Paul requested. Tree removal, same as last year, $8,000. Miscellaneous, $700,000, same as requested last year. Road materials and shoulders, Paul had requested $12,000. Last year's budget had $11,000. I kept it at $12,000. Guardrails and road safety, Paul requested $7,000. I left it at $7,000. Same with culverts at $3,000. So the total appropriation request is $334,700, which is down from last year's amount of down from the adopted budget of $411,200. So there's some projected savings there.
The only thing I have on that is going with the average with all our union pay rates and everything and time. Going with our average overtime, I'm looking about $7,000 to $8,000, going to be shy and payroll with the average overtime for the winter. Mostly the winter. This summertime, I have very low overtime.
You're using what period of time for review?
Excuse me?
What period of time were you using for review? So the average?
I was using a yearly average for the last 5 years.
So the last 5 years?
But you know, if you take the last 5 years and figure all the pay raises they had, it changes it a lot with the union with the pay rate.
Well, again, this is a heavily funded budget and sales tax. I'm okay with $300,000.
I just wanted to bring it to your attention that, you know, the road safety and the union is what I'm concerned about. I try to keep all overtime in the summer to the river.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? What's the next question?
5112.
51, DB 5112, which is highway improvements. And so for highway improvements, Paul had requested the feeder road culvert at $336,560. We have it in this year's budget at $334,560. And a while back, I'd asked Paul to try and get it done under this year's budget so that it wouldn't be on the 2021 budget. I know you sent me an email on that. You had concerns about the manufacturer of the culvert?
The manufacturer of the culvert was shut down for 2.5 months and they're running way behind. So it's looking, I wouldn't be able to get the culvert itself until this first or second week of December, which puts all the concrete work and everything else, you know, way into the winter season.
So Jeff, if we open the PO on that, though, we could drop them to your budget already. So I guess where I'm going with that is that if you can get any part of that project started in the 2020 fiscal year.
I could get the culvert ordered, we could get it delivered. Other than that, for most of it's the rest of it's all groundwork, cement work, and you know, black top.
So that we could go into 2021 without having an account for that, right?
Correct.
Alright. So that's why I drilled it out. My goal, and hopefully Paul can get it done, is to get the work started in this year's budget so that it's off budget next year.
Sounds
good. Alright. So that's why I have zeroed that out for budget. Also under crack seal, Paul had requested $5,600. I zeroed that out. Under cold in place, recycling, Paul requested $176,500. This year we had budgeted $78,400. I reduced Paul's request, but it's over last year's, and I put that at $94,200. Under blacktop Nova chip, Paul had requested $437,065. I basically cut that in half to $220,350. So the 0.4 account would be $314,550. I know Paul had requested $955,726. In the adopted budget last year, we had just over $807,000.
But that was on my first budget, the 30% one was that I said it was on.
So you're okay with my $314,000?
Well, I am, except for the crack seal. That's very, you know, we're not going to be doing a lot of paving. That's very important to try to keep the roads, you know, sealing up the cracks.
Right. And well, again, I'm looking to, I have to work with it, but I think we're going to have the sales tax. So.
Yeah, I understand that. I just was looking at the perspective of saving a road or letting the crack wide open more. And then I was just curious of, I know you say you split that in half, but did you have a list of roads you planned?
Yeah, I don't know if I have one or not. Because I'd actually taken a look at what you had requested. Do you want to go over that for the record today, or do that a later date? We can go over it tonight. And this is, you know, taking a look at what you recommend to do. Then and how I came to that number, I had Donna Avenue in there. I think it was Donna Avenue. No, let me back up. I had Woodlawn Avenue in at $27,950. Mott Road at $88,400. I had Selfridge Road in at $60,450. And that's for the overlays.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're going to do the overlays, you got to have money in there for the Mott Road, the cold in place recycling, so that's another $94,200. And I think that should add up to that number. That's all I had in those four roads. Based on, you know, driving over them.
And you also have Pine Road.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, that Pine Road in for $43,500.
I was just trying to figure
it
out. Yeah, so the numbers.
So those numbers are Mott Road, Cold in Place.
Yep.
Woodlawn overlays at $27,950. Is that right?
Yep.
Mott Road, $88,400. Selfridge Road, $60,450. Was that in there?
Southwick, yes.
Yep. And then I had Pine Road at 43,550. And so that's how I came up with that number for Metacom. Any questions on that?
The only thing I'd ask is if there was a way to get that 5,600 for the cracks, and you know, because to me that saves a lot of money.
Right, so.
Is that something you buy?
It's a product I buy, and we have the machine that we put it down on.
Into it this year?
I can purchase it this year if we have any money.
All right. The shelf life.
Yeah, the shelf life.
All right, so buy that this year, but.
There's a lot of money over thousands.
Thank you. That'll help a lot.
Good. We got that.
DB 5130, Island Machinery.
DB 5130.
Yes, the original one was scary. The
30%. I made it less scary. Just like
you changed it all up on me.
All right, so let's go down the list. So we had in the adopted budget for 2020, it was $257,003. Paul had requested $375,047 worth of equipment. These are big ticket items, and I will tell you that I was very conservative. And so, based on the equipment I pulled out of your list, it's at $145,630. And the equipment that if you look at the equipment list that Paul had requested, he had requested $45,560 for a new double clip mower, new trailer $23,760, which I took out. A new 1/4-ton dump truck with a snow plow at $122,490. I removed that. The water tank at $3,800. I removed an updated generator loader at $42,000. I pulled that out. A hot box for patching roads. I pulled that out at $32,389. Live bottom trailer for $104,000. I pulled that out. But I did add. If you see further down in the 0.405 equipment repairs, I believe Paul had requested a new motor for that tractor, the mower.
Yeah.
So what I did is, I didn't think that was a good use of resources. I thought if it's that bad, we should just trade it in a new one. So I appropriated $145,000 for the purchase of a new tractor and mower, and then trade with the intent of trading one we have now, which would drop the actual cost of that price down below what we appropriated. I had called around just to get a ballpark figure in there. I think they were at around $140,000, so we'd get a little bit extra in there, plus whatever we can get on the trade. So that's how I came up with that. Okay. And I know that's used quite a bit. What else did I do on equipment? Left the pole saw in at $630. Did take out the handheld blower and the weed whacker. I know you got a couple weed whackers down there that won't live long to get through another year. Grader parts. Did I take out the new parts, or was that left in?
You left everything in with the rebuild, from what I figured.
Yeah, you're right. So I pulled the rebuild out because you had $10,189 in there. And obviously, you got to have tires, plow shoes, so I know all the other stuff, clutch. So I left that. So one
tall top, 145, take back to a new mower.
That's a new mower, yeah.
Tractor.
If you look at the bottom right of that budget sheet, the actual list, I actually just have all the equipment.
So you can see what Paul asked, and you can see what we included in there. That's why you see the double flail went from 45,000 by 60,000. So the total appropriation, we added at the adopted budget, that $362,279, I scaled that back to $250,357 for this year. I think for the most part, if you look at it under contractual, go down that list, I put in everything Paul had requested, except I backed out
the rebuild.
The rebuild on the tractor, which is why I went from 44,731 down to 34,542. Any questions?
No.
All right, we'll go next.
DD-5140.
DB-151-40 is the highway miscellaneous crushing weeds. Paul requested $400 under landscaping. I kept it at $400.
What do you do with that?
It's mostly your grass seeds and
control. So it's basically remediation, not really landscaping.
Correct.
Miscellaneous, Paul requested $2,700. I left it in at $2,700. So the total amount is $3,100, which is a $750 reduction from the adopted budget for this year. Any questions on that?
No.
We're going on.
DB-5142.
5142, snow removal. First number is the number for employees. We already talked about that, which is highway union employees. Personal services. The breakdown for contractual under gasoline and diesel. We had adopted a budget of $65,000 for that. Paul requested $70,000. I took a look at expenditures today and scaled that back down to last year's number of $65,000. Road salt, we had $170,000 in the budget. Paul requested $200, but again, looking at the usage, I actually bumped it up to $5,000 from last year's adopted budget, $175,000. Regarding sand, I left it in there at what Paul had requested, which was the same number from last year, at $7,000. So the total appropriation for 0.4 account. Minus the payroll is $247,000, which is $5,000 more than last year. Any questions on that account? Where do we go next?
I feel about it. We have $9,000, but that's employee benefits kind of bills on.
Yeah, and that's based on where we go with salaries. All right, anything else for us, Paul?
Like I said, the road striping, there's a couple roads on there that I'll have to get figures on.
Yeah, so what we're going to have to do is, now that you know what road we're looking at, I know you got the footage on there, if you could give me that number,
I'll give you that number.
Anything else?
And I just think we'll be really close on salt prison, really close already this year.
Yeah.
What do we got to stop? Right now, I'm not.
Let's see, 45 or 65?
You have 45.
Huh?
I didn't know what you guys had for spot loss. All on hand already.
On hand, I'm full, but that's only two storms. So, previous administration didn't want to listen when we built a new salt shed. And we could have upped it a little bit in size.
You did that, you ever add another bay on it?
We could add another bay on it. It's going to push out towards the transfer a little bit, but that's not a big thing.
That would give you one more storm. Was it two bays?
Two bays.
So you did one more, you got another storm.
Okay. I say it's two storms. That's if they're good storms or wet storms, or you use more. If it's a dry snow, we can go a lot more. You know, all depends on the Mother Nature.
I'll tell you what.
She's tricky.
If the state gives us our money for the highway garage roof that we've already had in front at $200,000, we can take a look at getting more storage.
And just to let you know, I've been in contact with the guy from Ice Chip.
But oh, you did get a hold
of him? Oh, I finally cornered him, and I gave him 7 questions to answer before we got on a phone call and really talked. And he's only answered 3. Nine emails later.
Anybody else using it? Any other ones?
Not in this state.
Yeah. So this company, if you recall, utilizes wood chips that are soaked in brine. And they use that on the roads to cut down the cost for the road. So,
the first thing he said is when you receive it, you should mix it with at least 15 to 20% salt.
So it's just wood.
And I asked why, because, and I didn't get an answer to the why. So it's, actually, I got a message into the owner of the company. Just because he tried to pull a fast one on me and said I'd never try to get a hold of him, but thanks to emails and saving them, you can show you try to get a hold of people.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Here, Paul. All
right.
We're going to
15 minutes before the
clock out.
I'm sorry.
I'm
taking a little break.
Yeah, 15 minutes before a session.
Yeah.
We come back and go to other areas that are not listed on here. It's
still on. Do we
have to adjourn?
No.
You want to go
A1355. Alrighty, we're going to start now. Move on to the assessor, which is account A1355. And as I've done with the other department heads, and for your benefit, Leah, I had characterized the financial situation the town currently finds itself in. And basically, the Reader's Digest version is. The sales tax projections are down almost to the levels of where we were in 2011. So because a lot of the budget is comprised of sales tax revenues to balance it, we're looking very carefully at every line, as we always do, but it's even more crucial in the budget for 2021. Some departments have been impacted more than others. Those that receive your funding through sales tax, i.e. the highway department, has a dramatic impact on it. Those of the general fund, which is your department, not quite as critical. At the end of the day, you use that sales tax account. So with that, we'll start. Oh, and I also want to add, regarding salaries, across the board, I plugged in 2%. Historically, we always hold that discussion until we're all the way through all the departments, and we'll have that at the end of the budget process. We're going to discuss those. So, again, to start out, the numbers I have in the set all the way to a budget of 2%, which is basically the COLA. If you look at, I do have to point out for the record, in the
formula. That means
among other things, we get less money back. It impacts our exemptions, which means our residents who currently receive exemptions would receive less than what they're entitled to if we don't maintain 100%. One of the things that we're looking at through Bear Associates is they can do a 6-month contract with us at $40,000 to maintain. Probably get us another year where we can maintain 100% any rate. However, that's going to require big changes the following year. But that's only for a 6-month contract. And if we were to keep them on for the whole year, you're looking at basically $80,000 for that. The other, that's just for maintenance. If we were to go through and do the assessment equity program in addition to the maintenance program for a whole year, that cost would be $95,000. So basically, you're looking at a difference of $15,000 between the annual maintenance for the car versus working to ensure that our heat rates are 100% for 2021. My recommendation would be to go with the figure of maintenance equity and maintenance, or system equity and maintenance program for $95,000. In the budget, though, we've only got $14,000. So I don't know what the board's pleasure is on that. If we go with my, and I just got these numbers. We have to find about $45,000 to keep that equated at 100%. I don't know where the board wants to go with that.
I would think that the safer long term goal here, or the long term play, would be the option two,
the $95,000 package.
If we don't know where we're going to get that $45,000, that's problematic. Do we have an idea where we would get that number or no?
So that takes us back to the conversation that I had up front with the structure of the budget. We've got that $200,000. Well, assuming that we have that money to send back to the county, we can take that off. Well, if we... We have to decide whether we're going to keep the sales tax this year.
Okay.
And that's an American cap. If we keep it, there's probably a good probability we can take it out of that amount that we used to send back. That's one way. Or you cut the budget elsewhere. So those are your options.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, too, the wild card is, depending on what happens with that court case, you know, if it gets postponed or things grind to a halt and we can't wrap it up this year, we could pull the money out of legal fees.
Right.
But again, you know.
Well, I understand you're right that the 6-month contract that we have with GAR, we have to do that again after 6 months, so it costs us $80,000 anyway.
Right.
So my understanding?
That's how I understand.
Correct, if we chose to have them for the whole year under optional practice.
Yes.
So we're talking $15,000 difference in that?
Yes.
In the long run?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I prefer to go with the second proposal.
Okay. And the other thing is, too, with that maintenance agreement, as everyone knows, we're having more sales in our commercial core. By having in place the ability to do necessary adjustments, that helps the ratepayers in the sewer district because the more assessed value that's contained, for instance, in the sewer district, it's spread out more. So because the people that are coming in after the district was created, they're the ones that are buying property for, you know, it's assessed at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 now, doing, you know, capital improvements on there. We're going to be going on the rolls, you know, over $1 million. important that we have somebody that has that ability and expertise to make those commercial assessments. So, yeah, it looks like a big number on paper, but I think if you look at the benefit townwide, you get back a lot more than what you're spending.
Yeah, if I understand it correctly, if we drop below that 100% equalization, which has all the negative impacts you mentioned, there's no way to get that back without having to go through a complete rebound, right?
That's
so
right.
This is a bit of better maintenance to the benefit or we're looking out for the taxpayers. Yeah. As an agency resident, some portion of their exemptions.
And I think that's a good point. It should, if it wasn't just made clear in the record, that we're trying to prevent a complete rebound. So I think it's great.
We put us in a better spot.
Right.
Do a clean.
So the question is, we've got, for basically these purposes, we've got $40,000 in the budget?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can go all the way to the top to $95,000, or we can hedge our bets and go halfway and hopefully have some legal fees we can use for that purpose. It's, we're 4 months away.
Option two.
Halfway.
No.
Oh, no, the 95. Oh,
cool.
Well,
cool. $95.
Yeah. All right, so we'll increase that by $55.
We're just going to have to figure out where to fund it.
Well, yeah.
I think Riley, we got to go $45,000.
Well, that's right. We just saved $4,000 off of Riley, so he's going to fund it.
I like
that. We got the opportunity to potentially legal fees.
Legal fees. Sales tax. Is there anything can't do any of that this year? Start any of that work?
We are doing some work towards it under the curve.
That'll be this year then.
Correct.
Alright. So we've made that change. Everybody okay with the A1355?
Yes.
Where do we go next?
That is all you have to leave.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good night.
So next is rolling S 715.
Right. Yes, now keep an eye out to see what he arrives. He did say that, whatever it is, so he's going to try to make 715. If he doesn't make it until after the fire company, then we'll see him after the fire company. But I'm hoping he can make 715.
Alright, so let's go do some cleanup in areas while we're waiting so we can efficient use of our base time.
Sure.
A7520, historical property.
A7520. So, this is where funding for the Historical Society of Moreau Southwest Falls comes into play, the Grant Cottage, and we had funded the Historical Society, this is Parks Bentley House, at $16,000 at their request last year. I think they're doing some maintenance, necessary maintenance down there, and they desperately needed assistance from the town. This year, they requested $10,000, and I was very happy to see that they're willing to cut the previous year's number by $6,000. So I plugged it in the budget at $10,000. The other one is Grant's Cottage. As many people are aware, Grant's Cottage is in back in the town of Moreau, not the town building. And I've been working with town supervisor of the town of Wilton, and we will be asking the county to match what the town's pay. I think Wilton's paying $7,500.
Yeah.
And so They had requested 5,000. I actually bumped up to 5,500 because I'm hoping we'll have additional funds from the county on that. So the total for this year would be 15,500, which is a reduction from last year's adopted budget. That was at 21,500. Anybody okay with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're up.
Our next category would be A7550, celebrations.
A7550, which is celebrations. This is the Christmas parade, and we had $2,500 in there last year. We helped sponsor a band with that. Isn't that what we use the money for?
We didn't spend it last year.
Oh, it wasn't a parade last year. Or was it?
We haven't spent any of the money out of this category since 2017.
Right. So I put in the $2,500. This is something that, you know, parade that takes place. It can be utilized. You can slide it over.
Yeah, I know Nick Bodkin, the village, kind of approached us, I think, at one of the Memorial Day parades and said, we're running out of money for these parades, and if you guys could help us out, that would be great. You know, and, the parades are a funny thing. The village has been paying for these school bands, every individual band, that they have to pay for. Something called school bands, I think they pay $400 per band or something like that to get them over there. So the costs add up. They drop a lot of money on those parades, so it's good that we have something in there to help out. Townwide, ultimately.
Yeah, and I think it was a Christmas parade. It's all this for the Memorial Day and Christmas parade.
Right.
It's for two parades.
Yeah.
So I'll make that clear. So everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. What else?
A7560 Performing Arts.
Performing Arts, this is the Limbaugh Symphony advertisement that we've done historically. Obviously, that's not taking place with COVID, but it could start up again next year, I suppose. So I think the number, is that what they asked for?
They did not ask a number. This is included because when they come back, they're going to be increasing the prices, but they're not active right now.
Yeah. So I've got $250 in case they do become active.
Okay.
Let's go to A8060, Community Center.
A8060 is the funding for the Monroe Community Center. And the number that I have plugged in there is the number that they have requested. And I just want to point out, if the board recalls last year when we were putting the budget together, they had some funding shortfalls, and they very much wanted the assistance of the town to help them with those shortfalls. I think one of the ones were the result of the change minimum wage, and so we actually gave them more than 2%. So this year, and they had said on the record that we can do it another year with no increase. That'll be the number we're asking for. So they actually asked for no increase over the amount they requested in 2020, and so I plugged that number in at $289,743. We appreciate them working with us.
Yeah. And we've been, it's just a nice organization to have in our community.
Yep. So, everybody okay with that number?
Yes.
All right. And,
your picture should be here.
With no further ado, we actually have the emergency squad here a couple minutes early, so we'll start with them.
A4540.
Yep. How you doing tonight, Steve?
Good. How's everything going?
Awesome.
Good with the mask?
Yeah. I'm good with the mask. say on that side of the room. So, Abe, did you have anybody else going here? Or?
Jeff Beecher's going.
Okay.
I don't know.
Watch the way.
I only had two requests, so.
Well, we'll start on that.
That's good.
All right. So, again, account 8540, which is ambulance, this is the monies that we pay for contract with Morrow Emergency Squad. And the contract and adopted budget for 2020, the town paid $240,348. And we also had a reserve in there should the new building get construction become underway. We had an additional $15,000 in there for that budget. Request that I received this year for the contract was $280,000 with $60,000 for reserve for the new building. The number that I put into the tentative budget for contractual services was for a 2% increase of $245,000, and that also has a reserve for a new building of $15,000, which was the same as the adopted budget for last year. So the total appropriation for account 8-4540 would be $260,155, which is an increase over the $255,348 that was adopted budget last year. So would you like to comment on that at all?
The only request I have is, I have two requests. One for to increase our building to 20,000. So the 5,000 increase, just like you did last year. And my second request is easy. What do you guys need? That's all I have.
I need about $500,000 to sell.
Okay. What do you need from the town or from the emergency squad?
No, just you know, I think you guys are doing a great service for our community. We appreciate you know, the fact that you're always there when our residents make the call, and we know that your volunteers are very active in the squad. How are you doing then, the membership?
We're doing good. We got we lost a few. I think some of them are, you know, nervous about COVID.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, some other people went on to, you know, college. And so we have people away that are at college. We have a few that resigned. And then this month we have four applicants coming in. So we'll see where they go. We started our juniors back up. So we got juniors that are coming in. Their juniors are great. They're really taking a liking to the organization. They they help out the crews with the rig checks, and you know, we try to keep them on the you know, off call. So I can't say they don't go on calls, but they're, you know, they're masked up and they're gowned up, and any, you know, potential COVID. Actually, every call is, you know, we treat it like it's COVID. So, but our juniors are, you know, away from it. Other than that, the squad has been really, really doing great. Our call volume went down during the peak, but it's went back up. So, I mean, we're at like 1853 the other day. When I looked, and last year we were at like 25, 43, or 73, like that. So I think, you know, calls and never, we never know when they're going to come in. Obviously, but sometimes we're doing third, fourth calls, and that's when, you know, our volunteers are out. I haven't really been communicating too much with you guys, but I communicate with Todd all the time. So, I mean, you guys, if you ever want to contact me. Don't hesitate to come. John and I haven't met you yet, but I and Kyle and John.
How many ambulances are you running now?
We got four. So we just took delivery of our 5851, which was damaged in a 2017 accident, and we finally got it back this year, beginning this year. So we have four ambulances. I think we're going to be looking, you know, probably next year. I think Andre has it set up how he replaces the ambulances after.
So you're going to keep it at four and just do a replacement? Or you're gonna
Yeah. And of course, I'm still working with the USDA on our building. So it's a tedious project. I've been working on it for 6.5 years. It's kept me on my toes.
Well, I can tell you, just from the town's perspective, you know, those state and federal dollars, even those that were committed to us, are on hold indefinitely. And I know some of those grants impact your project. You probably received notification on that. Hopefully, the state will get itself in a position where they can release that funding. I do know that your calls were down there when COVID first hit. The medical profession in general saw a significant reduction and people tended going to doctor's appointments. They just actually were afraid to go. But it's good to hear that the numbers are going back up. I know people were afraid to call ambulances. Good. All right. So I don't know what the board's pleasure is. He's requested an additional $5,000 for the reserve fund.
Herman makes a note of it, and if we can come back to it and see if there's a spot. We made a few notes tonight for some line items for some other departments. So I wouldn't mind making a note. And we'll come back and see. I mean, this is one of the cases where if you were to get going on a building and at that
correct
time.
Yeah. So you guys have the
right
$15,000. So it's not. I mean, it's there, but it's
right.
It's in your hands. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
I don't, Jeff.
Yeah.
You don't have nothing else, do you?
Sure.
You guys don't have nothing for us.
No.
Okay.
If not, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help tonight.
Yeah.
All right. We've got the fire company here.
Yes.
So we should probably talk to you about
got to put it in for you with it for you, so.
Anytime.
All right, we'll get it.
That's the hardest thing, just getting people to get it.
Sure.
Where is it?
It's a box that we would put on the outside of the building.
It's on the outside. You would like me to explain it?
Sure. Go for it.
A Knox box is an emergency box. Every municipality is keyed just for that municipality, and the fire department is the only one with access to it, and the keys are actually locked in each truck, and you need a PIN number to actually open the lock. The moment you remove that key, the strobe goes off in the truck. We can track who opened it via their PIN number, date and time, and that allows us to get in, open up that box. So, say this building, it would allow us to get in the building if we have an issue, not waiting on somebody to show up, or in the case where we've had to break doors down or anything like that, you put the master keys for the buildings, it allows us to get in the buildings if there is an issue, so we don't have to damage doors trying to find a problem, because if we came in and we saw smoke in the hallway and that, your outside doors wouldn't be here. We would make entry and figure out where the issue was. So
I don't know if you're aware.
This is the easiest door to break open.
Oh, they all break open easy. So
I don't know if you guys are aware. Thursday, 2 weeks ago, our alarm went off in here, and Todd was in Wilson's spa, and I was heading across the bridge. My daughter in the back seat, and they needed some representation from the town. They were here because Art was here, so Art let them in. But ultimately, they wouldn't have been able to get them, right? If nobody was here. So, if we take care of this, they can begin to do what they do quicker than waiting for somebody to respond to Art. So.
Which is a very secure system, and it was something we'd like to see. I was going to talk with the code enforcement people. To have it mandatory that any building comes in, it's mandatory they put this on their building, commercial building.
Yeah.
So, and it is in many towns and municipalities, it is mandatory when they do it. It's a one-time fee, and that's it. And I want to say the boxes are not even like, depending on what size and style you get, they're $200. But it is a secure system. So there are no loose keys laying around anywhere. We can account for all our keys 24/7.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this evening. We appreciate the opportunity to chat with you as we're going through the budget process. This is, as I've said to all our department heads and I've said to the board members at the beginning of the meeting, these are very challenging times. Financially, not only for federal government, state government, especially local governments. Here in Saratoga County, we're fortunate that we're a municipality that derives a benefit from the sales tax, and we use all of our sales tax to fund various programs, services in our budget. As you know, the fire protection budget is exclusively funded with sales tax. The budget that I put together globally represents, if you take out the funding that is derived from the library tax, it's almost a 20% reduction of appropriations from last year, which is a cut of over $1.7 million. And that's predicated on the fact that the estimates that I have seen from the county treasurer and my own experience is that sales tax revenue would be down to the levels that we received in 2011, about $2.5, $2.6 million. And that's a huge loss for us. The good news is that the board and I place a high priority in our first responders. We just had the Royal Emergency Squad in here before your arrival. We provided them with a 2% increase in funding over last year in their budget. I know the fire company, in understanding the financial situation that the town is in, and their ask, requested a 2% increase in your budget. And I very much appreciate fire companies willingness to work with the town in that endeavor. So what I did is under CalNIS F3410.4, which is the fire protection district, I plugged in the number that you had requested at $546,629 for the 2021 tentative budget. And we took a look at the number for judgments and, I'm sorry, for cancer insurance. The request was for $3,000. We again went with your request of $3,000. So the total appropriation for fire protection would come out at.
You don't have the fire the insurance in there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. $549,629. Sorry. I did not add the numbers together. That is your request. That's what we put in the budget. That'll work. It'll be very helpful to us in trying to meet the other services that are required by our residents from the town. So we thank you for working with us on that. So at this time, I'll give you an opportunity to address the board if you'd like. I will add, you and I spoke about dry hydrants a while back. We did get a figure on that for the cost of material insulation for three. It's right around $5,000, so we plugged $5,000 into the budget for that purpose. I think it's in the highway budget.
Town outside.
There is money for that. Just want to make you aware. So at this time, I'm turning the floor over to you.
I appreciate that. I've been talking with Jesse on the dry hydrants already. We do appreciate the support of the town for this. We really do. We apologize for the little screw-up of not knowing about tonight, but we all know where that the individual that had that is unavailable. So we're glad to be here. We appreciate the 2%. Greg, do you have anything?
Nothing really new. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a rather new resident to the area. My name is Greg Eddy. I'm the vice president of the fire company at this current time. So it's just a pleasure to be able to work with you guys on this.
No, likewise. And we know that you have challenges, financial challenges, and we want to do all we can to help you beat those challenges. We're limited at this point in time, but you do have that
2%. Yes, we do. We do appreciate the cancer coverage. As you know, it is being actually used, which we don't like to have that effect. We appreciate that, and we look forward to working with everyone. Always, our phones are always available. So.
I've said this in the past, and you can share it with your membership, either you or representatives of the organization can reach out to me at any time, or any individual member can reach out to any of us. We'll be happy to chat with them look forward to continuing to be dialogue.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No, thank you.
The only thing we have to say is our numbers are climbing. Yeah. We're going to hit over 500 calls this year, which we're going.
How's that compare to last year?
Last year, we were about 460, and when I started here 17 years ago, we were around 350. So they're all going up.
How's your membership doing? Is it pretty challenging with COVID?
It is challenging. We have brought in some newer members, and we're at the point now where we're trying to find a year for them because of the requirements of here. So, because there is that 10-year requirement, it's only good for 10 years. So, and that $3,000 a set just for the turnout here. That's not boots, helmets, or anything else. It's challenging.
Right.
So.
And I'm just going to say, one of the other things, too, is when we send people through Firefighter 1, they pretty much destroy the set of gear. Just to go through that.
You're using the old ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to find what we can get them fit into so it's not too big, not too small or anything, because they're instructors. check them out in a year to see how they fit. And if it doesn't fit them well, they're not allowed to participate.
Yeah, I have an individual right now borrowing a set from the Greenfield Fire District just to fit her size. And that's something that all the fire companies around the area are willing to help out other fire companies. So there is a great camaraderie between all the fire companies, whether it be Warren County, Washington County, and or Saratoga County.
Great.
So we do have a good working relationship with our local fire departments.
Great. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.